Everyone, so I'm here at the studio just working on the blog post, and I just came here from a photo shoot that I had earlier today that went really well. Can't wait to share those pictures. Yeah, so you know, you've been keeping up with the Instagram and the blog, and you know that I've been creating my wardrobe, and I think so far I have maybe around 15 pieces, or maybe just a little bit less than that. And you've seen how many different looks I've been able to create with that. It's absolutely insane how much you can get creative with so many things, but only if the pieces are truly timeless and can go one with another. Because if there are too many patterns, too many different constructions going on, maybe it would be a little bit more difficult. But because everything is so simple yet very elegant and timeless, I'm able to mix and match all of them together and make from 15 items, probably I can make now over 100 different outfits, mixing and matching it all. This blog post, though, on another hand, is a little bit different because it actually isn't anything that I made. It is literally a piece of fabric from three different fabrics that I have here at the studio, two whites and one black. And I just took the fabric, cut out a 35 centimeter wide piece of it from each one of them. And I was like, okay, well, let's get creative with that. Let's see how many things I can make with just literally nothing. How can we turn nothing into fashion? And that's pretty much how I started. I remember I think at the beginning I didn't even go to fabric stores. At the beginning I would actually go to thrift stores and I would sort out through their old, I guess, leftover pieces of fabric from people who donated them, and I would just get whatever they had. So it was whatever they had, whatever print they had, whatever texture they had, whatever type of material it was, and whatever size it was, whatever length, like, I don't know. Anyways, it would just be whatever, and then I would just pick the fabric. Sometimes it would even be bed sheets and other lace things. Anyways, just random stuff. And I would just take that and I would look at it and I would analyze it and I would be like, what can I make with this? And then I would go from there. And this is literally how everything began. And for me, it's important to stay true to that and connect it to those roots, because once you start to acquire a certain level of a skill, you think that things need to be more constructed and more detailed and this and this and this and all of that, which I love, because I love, you know, beating on my craft and learning more about what I do, and I'm constantly growing and learning and educating myself on new ways to do things, better ways to do other things, and all those sort of stuff. But there is something about just taking nothing, literally nothing, like a piece of fabric, and making something out of it that really makes me feel so special in a way, because I know that this is something that not only I can do, but so many people can do. And it doesn't matter if it's a pair of pants that you made, or if it's, you know, a blouse or something, like a, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is that you make, but being able to just take a piece of something that is nothing and turn it into something. In my example, I turn things into fashion, is kind of the beauty of life. So being able to look at something and have your own unique perspective and create it in a way that represents you. Yeah, well, you know, I just love creativity, and I have always loved being creative since I can remember, and my family were not surprised when I started making clothes and doing this, because they knew from the beginning that I have always been a really creative person, and yeah, this was, you know, kind of expected from me. So I get a lot of joy from that, and I believe that it's a peaceful and a very calming, loving feeling to be in those moments where you are doing something and you're focused, you're using your mind and your hands, and you're in the present moment. I find it just so beautiful, and I'm happy that I get to share with you, with all you guys. And as I've been noticing, you guys have been loving my posts lately, where I'm showing you the step by step of making things, and it's really nice that that's the part of it that you enjoy too, because for me, that's, you know, also the part that I probably love the most. But I also really love wearing the clothes that I make. But I think because I spend so much more time making it, I love the process of making it. Because if I only liked to wear it, then it would be backwards, because I only get to wear it for, you know, like, I'll make, let's say I make a pair of pants, it'll take me 7 hours, and then I wear it for 2 hours at a dinner with my boyfriend. So, you know, it's just, it's still really amazing to wear everything that I make. And of course, now, since I've been building this wardrobe, I'm pretty much only wearing my own clothes, and it's really, really satisfying, and I couldn't imagine it any other way. I feel so blessed that I can do this, and I feel so powerful in so many ways because I get to do this for myself and help the world become a better place, at least in this slightest little way, not supporting the fast fashion, and which is like one of the most harming industries for our planet. Anyways, yeah, well, I love making clothes. I love creating nothing, something out of nothing. And this blog post is all about that. I hope you like it, and I will be back here sometime soon. Thank you for listening.